Take me out to the ball game. That's right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower on Esmeralda Leon's birthday. And we are celebrating that a little bit later on, as we will. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. And my guest is Michael Osaki, who is an expert sports memorabilia appraiser. He also writes for Parade Magazine and has been on the show several times. And every time baseball season starts, we get him in here to talk memorabilia and stuff. Michael, how are you?
Nick, I am doing just great, with the exception of I have a little cold.
Right, which is why we have you on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like in quarantine today.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming out. I appreciate it.
It's good to be
and
here.
It's always, you know, we always have you in at the beginning of the season, usually at the end of the baseball season, to talk. And but we'll open up the phone lines and the text lines for people. If they've got some sports memorabilia, you'll help them out.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. For people who might not know, give everybody your background. Your website is baseballintheattic.com.
Yeah, baseballintheattic.com. I actually got started doing what I do, appraising and actually buying collections in 1997 when my grandfather brought me a shoebox full of very old baseball cards for my birthday. And it's kind of morphed into what it was back then to what it is today. I'm a certified appraiser. I also write a lot. And the reason why I do that is because I get to help people self-appraise and educate them about what they have in their own homes. Mm-hmm. So I write for Parade, as you said. I also contribute to Huffington Post and New York Times, Kiplinger's, American Legion magazine.
Yeah.
And a couple others as well.
That's really great. Now, tell me about that, you know, because I love the story. We've heard it before. But, you know, for people who haven't heard it, tell me about that shoebox story and what was in it.
Yeah. So in that shoebox were cards from the 50s and 60s, also early 70s. So Mike Schmidt's rookie card was in that box, 1973. Mike Schmidt. There were a lot of common, you know, John Doe players. Not a lot of Hall of Famers, no Ernie Banks, no Mantles. I guess my grandfather didn't really have a lot of money to spend and didn't, you know, splurge on all the big boppers.
Right.
But for me, it didn't matter because I'd never seen those cards before. And it also started me, I started to learn about the history of these players and kind of their batting averages and the home runs and just kind of dove in head first.
Yeah. And that's how a lot of it starts for people. You know, it is sort of like a hand-me-down thing. You know, it goes from generation to generation and how it works. And then you get – now, how does one get certified as an appraiser? How does one do that?
So it's a lot of continuing education. You have to be a thought leader in the field. So you have to, you know, do a lot of writing for national publications. I also do about – every year about 40 or 50 speaking engagements across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I just got back from New Jersey. I go to Boston this Saturday for the weekend. After that, I'm in Minnesota. So I'm kind of all over. I do have a full calendar on my website, baseballintheattic.com, and then also reference checks. So the different organizations who certify me will call up people who I've dealt with, and they'll say, okay, judge him on this. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that I'm staying above board, not doing anything underhanded.
Right. Right. Well, that's good. I'm glad for your success, Michael. That's really, really
Thank
cool. And you write some stuff. I've got some articles here that you wrote for Parade. We can talk about those in a little bit. But we've got a bunch of people who are already calling in.
Oh, wonderful.
Which happens all the time. I want to ask you one more question before we go to the phones. How can you tell this? I've always wondered about this. You know, I know that there are good dealers out there and some underhanded dealers, especially in the world of the internet. Because I guess it gets a little bit foggy at that point, right? When you're buying stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
How do you know what's the best way to find out if something is legit? Especially a certificate of authentication that can be forged, right? That could be fake.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I see it every day where people will email me or send me stuff in the mail, and essentially, the letter of authenticity is signed by a John Doe, meaning, let's say, I'll give you an example real quick. I have a neighbor, Scott. Scott's a great guy. We have drinks together. Scott does construction. He's never even seen a sports game. He probably doesn't even know who Mickey Mantle is.
Mm.
But if Scott was to sign off on 100 letters saying that this Mickey Mantle autograph is real, it doesn't mean anything. It's worthless because he doesn't even know who Mickey Mantle is. He's never seen a Mickey Mantle autograph. So I see this all the time.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because so that's why what you do is pretty important for a lot of collectors out there.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to one call before we break for the news here, and let's go to Linda on WGN. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how you doing,
All
Trey?
Right, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My son, when we first moved into this house, he was about 7 years old, and people were selling their homes. And he was out alley picking, him and his little friends, and he picked up a big box of baseball cards. I don't remember all in there, but I think he had a Mickey Mantle, but I know he had a Jim Thorpe card in there. But these were all fellas from back in the 50s, and I think a couple were 40s. And I keep telling him he should check into it, and he goes, okay, Mom, but that's about it. And I thought maybe you might help me give him an idea of what it would be worth.
Sure.
That's kind of vague, but you can – you get the idea of what year, and she said she mentioned a couple of names, Mantle, Thorpe, stuff like that.
Yeah, so obviously those are, you know, great Hall of Famers. The key, without knowing exactly what year they are, you want to make sure the cards are not reprints. There's a lot of reprints that came out in the 80s or 90s of these great Hall of Fame players as collectibles. But assuming that these are really authentic, you probably have a nice significant collection there. It would be great to take some pictures or call me or email me and let me know kind of exactly what years they are, and then we can kind of go from there.
Yeah, you know, because, Linda, you know, Michael will help you out. And, Michael, why don't you throw out your email and your phone number for people?
Sure.
Who, because we want to – the lines are all jammed up right now, so it's okay. It's pretty busy. So, you know, we're going to have you here till 3. And then for people who can't get through but they have sports memorabilia, maybe they're driving and they can't call right now, give out your email address and your number.
Sure. The email is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. At baseballintheattic.com. My phone number, 312-379-9090, 312-379-9090. And I'll probably pick up my phone from 3 a.m. today to 4 a.m. So right after this show, if you can't get in, feel free to call me at 312-379-9090.
So, Linda, did you jot that down?
Yes.
Okay.
And,
so,
you know, he found these back in like 1971 and 72.
Oh, so they've been around for a long time. So that maybe they're not reprints then,
exactly.
Because that stuff happened like in the 90s. So that's a good sign. Okay. So, Linda, make sure it's 312-379-9090 and Michael at baseballintheattic.com, and you can set up an appointment. Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Linda. Take care. Now, how often do you you must get calls every day? I mean, you must get requests a ton of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, and a lot of these quests, I got to tell you, I've been doing this for years and years, as you know, Nick.
Yeah.
And there isn't a single week that goes by where somebody doesn't call me and say, Michael, I have the famous Honus Wagner T206 baseball card. I'm a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously most of those are reprints or forgeries.
Right.
I've seen some that are printed on a home printer.
Sure. I bet nowadays, I bet they can make them look really good too.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael, hang on. Okay. We got a break for the news. Michael Osaki is with us. He's a sports memorabilia expert. It's baseball season. We always have him here when baseball season kicks off. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. It's busy when Michael is here, but try to get through and we'll try to help you out as much as possible. And we'll give you more information about his website as well. The news is up next. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, followed by the great Steve Cochran. It's Friday. It's Fly Jams Friday. It's Esmeralda Leon's birthday. That's the most important thing about today. And we'll talk more with Esmeralda in a little bit. But we got some phone lines here, or a couple of lines open if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. My guest is Michael Osaki, who is an expert sports memorabilia appraiser. He's a contributor to Parade Magazine, among other places. Are you enjoying the writing stuff? Because I was looking at some of these pieces that you wrote for Parade, and they're not all about sports memorabilia. You're doing like personality profiles and all kinds of cool stuff. Are you having a good time doing that?
Oh, I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's some of the people I meet and the stories I get to write. It really kind of jazzes me up because it's I can write about a big collection I find 1 week in Florida, and the next week I'm interviewing Tom Ricketts, the owner of the Cubs.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, good for you, man. Congratulations. And it's not just – and again, the pieces are not just about sports memorabilia. You got a very funny and interesting profile of the Marlins man who shows up at all the games with the jersey on, which is a fun profile. So
yeah, he was a really fun interview, really interesting guy, smart guy too. And the things that he's doing, he's really giving back. He's at hospitals all over the country, helping kids out, donating his time, resources. It's really great.
Well, it's a great piece, and you can read his stuff at Parade. All right, we've got a lot of people on the line, Michael, who wanna find out whether or not they've got something valuable in their world of sports memorabilia. So let's go with Siobhan on WGN. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling because I have a it's from 1997 hockey puck signed by Tony Amonte. It looks like he put a number 10 next to his name.
That was his number.
I saved the letter from the Blackhawks with the Indian letterhead and the envelope, which has the postmark on it, because the letter just has October 1997. Mm-hmm. And it has a paragraph in there with his statistics. Last sentence, he led the Blackhawks in scoring for the 1996-97 season while tallying a personal high of 41 goals.
Yeah, that was his best season, without question. 97 was his best season. So that's actually legit. That sounds like it's legit.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's totally cool that it comes with a letter from the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah.
That puck, what you have from 97, with that letter of provenance, probably around $40.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I only paid 10 for it.
Well, there you go. These things go. It's a long time ago.
Right,
that was almost 20 years ago. So, you know.
I'll hang on to it for a little while longer.
There you go. Okay, Siobhan. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. 312-981-7200. Tony Amonte. Wow. Okay. That's cool. I got a couple of texts here. Let me throw one at you. Okay, now this is an interesting one because it's a topic that comes up every time you're on. 708 area code says, I have signed baseballs from Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, and Ron Santo. That's all it says. Just in general, what are the rules about signed baseballs? Because it's kind of important to keep them out of the sun and, you know, to keep them in a case. And tell everybody kind of the general rules and what would something like Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, and Ron Santo be worth?
Yeah. So the first thing is, as you touched on, yes, you ideally want to keep them out of the sunlight. I see so many signed balls today. People keep them on a windowsill or above the mantle, and then over time, these signatures deteriorate and fade. You don't want that to happen. Now, in this day and age with technology, there are some UV-protected cases that actually will block the sunlight inside of a glass case. Secondarily, though, some of those signatures, so Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle, there was an article I did not write in Forbes magazine a couple years ago that said over 75% of all total known autographs are fake.
Wow.
That means only 25% of autographs are real. I don't know what that number should be, but it is definitely over 50%.
Yeah.
And Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle, from a top 10 list, they are definitely on that list. People, forgers, are always forging those names.
Sure.
Ron Santo, not so much. But assuming that a Ted Williams single signed baseball could be worth $250, $300, a single signed Mickey Mantle baseball, anywhere between $300 and $500, depending upon where he signed it and what the inscription is. Like if he signed it his number 7 or 536 home runs, which is his career total. And Ron Santo, under $100 for a single signed Ron Santo baseball.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And let's go back to the phones. Here's Matthew on WGN. Hey, Matthew.
Hi.
Hi.
I have something laying around, and it's back from the 80s, back when OJ was still a hero. And it's a Wilson football. It's called the Juice, and it has his, you know, autograph stamped on it from the factory. And it's leather, and it's bright orange.
Okay, but it's not actually signed by him. It's a replica.
Right, you know how they do that.
Yeah,
with football.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that's worth anything?
No. I would say if you had it at like a flea market or garage sale, put a price tag of $5 or $10 on there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just going to use it and play with it.
There you go. You may as well. Yeah. You may as well. All right, thank you, Matthew.
All righty.
Now, you know, he mentions O.J. Simpson, and O.J. Simpson, you know, obviously a controversial figure, no question about it. And they just finished airing one of the greatest miniseries I've ever seen on television about the People versus O.J. Simpson. Now, at one point, O.J., I mean, you know, he's in jail because of memorabilia. You know, I mean, the reason why he went to jail was because of memorabilia, because of signed stuff. But he's one of those guys that, you know, when the crap hit the fan, he went nuts and signed everything. Like, what? Now, does that reduce the value of his signature because he signed everything in order to make as quick money as possible? Does that reduce the amount of money?
Yes, a little bit, because in this marketplace, it's always about supply and demand. So if you have a lot of supply coming to the market, that affects it. But most importantly, in this particular case, it's demand.
Yeah.
Because of what happened, you know, 20 years ago, yes, he was found, you know, not guilty.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people just want to stay away from buying any O.J. Simpson cards.
So it's basically like his value dropped huge.
Definitely.
Because of the controversy.
Definitely.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. All right. 312-981-7200. Michael Osaki is here. And you can also check out baseballintheattic.com. And again, if you can't get through with your question about a piece of sports memorabilia you have, his number is 312-379-9090. That's 312-379-9090. Here's another text.
Great.
773 area code says, I have a 3-foot-tall statue of Walter Sweetness Peyton. It is made from plaster and signed by him. If you could let me know what it might be worth, I'd appreciate it. By the way, I love the show. Well, thank you for that. So a 3-foot statue that's signed by Peyton.
There were a couple different companies 20 or so years ago that did actually make some of those statues. But then there's also some one-off, you know, people at home that also tried to make them.
Yeah.
I don't know which one this texter has.
Mm-hmm.
Now, assigned anything Walter Peyton is pretty valuable. You know, he died at a fairly young age.
Mm-hmm.
And a side note, Nick, Walter was the first professional athlete that I ever met. In fact, if you go to my website and click on gallery, you'll see a picture, a young me, I think I was 13 years old, with Walter. And he was the nicest.
I got to meet him one time, too. He was an unbelievably nice man.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible man.
Yeah.
So his signature is worth something, and depending on where the statue comes from, that also will vary in terms of value?
Yes, exactly. But when I can tell you, an authentic, real Walter Peyton signature, you know, will start at a couple $100.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. All right, 312-981-7200. Here is Paul on WGN with a question. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
All right, what's up?
Good. Well, I got a Ryan Duren. You know who Ryan Duren is?
Ryan Duren?
Duren, D-U-R-E-N.
Duren.
A-N. Yep.
I think he's an infielder for is it Cincinnati or Philadelphia?
No, he's a pitcher for the Yankees back in the 50s.
Okay, pitcher for the Yankees back in the 50s.
Right, and Ryan Sandberg was named after Ryan Duren.
Oh, okay.
Right, and I have a ball signed. Ryan Duren is a cousin or nephew of my girlfriend's family, and we have a ball and a picture and a mitt of Ryan Duren, a card, and then we took a ball to a spring training game in Arizona, and Ryan Sandberg was in his prime and was coming out of practice, and my girlfriend said everybody yelling, I'm signing this, sign this, and she yelled out, I have a Ryan Duren signed ball. Will you sign it? And he said, he turned around as he was leaving, ignoring everybody, and stopped and walked to the crowd and signed, grabbed the ball, signed it, and gave it back to her. So it's signed by Ryan Duren.
And then Ryan Sandberg.
Now
that's kind of an unusual. That's kind of an unusual situation, Michael, isn't it? I mean, to actually have the guy who was named after this ball player to sign the ball as well?
Yeah, one thing I'll tell you, Paul, the good news is that, you know, there probably aren't that many baseballs, you know, out there. I don't know how many Ryan Sandberg, you know, Ryan Duren signed anything are out there. However, just because something is unique and one-off, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's worth a lot of money. And in this particular case, you know, I feel strongly that it's not worth a ton of money. You know, maybe $75, $100. Additionally, there is more money associated with generally speaking, with single-signed baseballs as opposed to multiple-signed baseballs. So, for instance, if you have a Mickey Mantle-signed baseball and there's a couple other, you know, John Doe Yankee players, the value comes way, way down.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, what if you get – so maybe $75 bucks Paul, it's a very unique item. Thanks for the call. 312-981-7200. Now, what if you get an entire team? That's like if you get a few guys, that's one thing. But what if you get like the entire season, the team from one season?
Exactly. Right. And that's why I said, generally speaking, because you're exactly right, Nick. So when talking about baseballs, a team signed baseball should have at least 18 signatures. With football, it's a lot more because there's a lot more players on the team. We're talking 40, 42 players for a team signed football. With baseball, you want 18 members. So if you're talking about like a Yankees team signed baseball, especially one from when they won the World Series in the 50s or 60s, you know, that could go for, you know, anywhere from $500 to several thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So in that case, you're right. A team signed baseball worth $2,000 is worth much more than a Mickey Mantle single signed
baseball. Okay. All right. Interesting. All right, Michael, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
We got to take a break here, and then we'll come back and try to get as many people in here as we can. And then after 3 o'clock, if you still couldn't get through, 312-379-9090, 312-379-9090, or michael@baseballintheattic.com with your question. And we'll return. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That song today is called Take Me Out to Esmeralda, Leon's birthday. That's what that's called today. we'll talk with Esmeralda in a little bit. And, you know, baseball season has kicked off in a big way if you're a Chicago Cubs fan. 29 runs in 3 games. And we always have Michael Osaki, and he is an expert sports memorabilia appraiser. You were just telling me off the air that you're going to be on WGN TV morning news tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or so would that be Friday, today?
That would be today, in just a couple hours.
Okay.
So I'll be on WGN TV. I'll be on the morning show sometime between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So sometime between 9 a.m. and 10. Boy, you got a cold and you're up with us this morning. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
You got to look good on the radio. You get a little, I mean, you don't have to look good on the radio, but on television, you're going to get some rest before 9 o'clock?
You know, and I just came from Downers Grove. I had a speaking engagement tonight at 7 p.m. And then Saturday I go to Boston. It's just been, you know, April is always a busy
It's
got to
be. Yeah, absolutely. Well, everybody tune in to the morning news on WGN. You should anyway because it's the best, and he'll be on sometime between 9 and 10. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for Michael Osaki, and his website is baseballintheattic.com. A little bit more about your website. What can people see? What will people find at baseballintheattic.com?
Yeah, so there's a lot of great content. Of course, I have the blog. There's also links to some of my articles, Parade Magazine. People can also fill out a Contact Us form if they have something that they want to praise or they want to potentially sell. They can fill that out. There's also some great pictures of some old cards I have up there.
Some of your own memorabilia.
Some of my own, so some of my own stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, cards from the 30s and 40s. There's just a really, I mean, I think it's a well-designed website, but of course I'm biased.
Well, of course you are.
Yeah.
Well, people can check it out. It's a fun website, baseballintheattic.com. And again, you can get your stuff appraised through Michael as well. All right, we have a text here from Nico, who says, my father-in-law has an entire case of Chicago Bears 10-year anniversary Super Bowl cards with commemorative coins. I've never seen these before, and I have no idea if they're worth anything or if we should just throw them out.
Yeah. So the Bears won the Super Bowl in 85, so these would have come out mid-90s. The issue when it comes to cards all across all sports, items from the 90s, even 80s, they're generally worthless because these things were essentially mass-produced.
Yeah.
They could produce them in a limitless quantity. And here we are today, even though that it's still 20 years later, there isn't that much demand, and there's a ton of supply in the market. So unfortunately, I don't have good news for you there.
So, I mean, like the market's been flooded with those kind of things.
Flooded.
Are there any valuable cards from the 90s? Are there cards that had mistakes on them or things like that? Are those worth more? Those kind of things?
There are a couple error cards. In fact, I'm going to be talking about one of them tomorrow morning on WGN TV, the Billy Ripken error card. However,
of course, you're going to talk about that one, yeah.
Yeah. however, there are a couple select rookie cards. So Ken Griffey Jr. rookie in 89, in the mid-1980s, Roger Clemens, Albert Pujols. So you do have guys, some of the value with these key rookie cards, but I guess essentially that's really about it.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Here's Judy on WGN. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi.
Back in 1960, that was my junior year in high school. That summer I worked as a mother's helper for Art Shea, the photographer. And at that time, he worked for Sports Illustrated. And he flew to St. Louis on the Cubs flight to photograph the game down there. And I was a big Moose Morin fan at the time. And while he was down there, he got Moose Morin's autograph, but he also got Stan Musial's. And it's on like a United Airlines or whatever it is, sheet of paper. So I've had that for 53 years. I don't know if it's worth anything, but it was so neat to have Moose's autograph and Stan's.
Judy, I appreciate the phone call. In fact, my mom's name is Judy, so I definitely like that name. Being that it's Stan Musial, with Moose's on a United Airlines piece of paper, you're looking at between $30 and $40.
Okay, that's okay. I probably won't get rid of it.
It's interesting.
I've had it for so many years.
But it's interesting to see, you know, like how much something like that is worth. But it's probably worth more to you guys because you have that. You know, that's another thing, Michael, that we talk about. Is, you know, some people aren't going to sell this stuff because it means so much to them. It might not be worth a lot of money, but it means a lot to the people who have it, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, Judy, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Judy. Bye. Let's see. 815 area code says, my grandpa gave me a signed Bob Hope putter. Wow. I don't know if Bob signed it for me or my grandmother or my grandpa. Is it worth anything? A Bob Hope putter signed by Bob Hope. That's an interesting one. I mean, he's known for his golf tournaments and stuff. Oh, I mean, he's not necessarily an athlete.
Yeah.
But that kind of crosses over into celebrity autographs, right?
Yeah. A Bob Hope signed golf putter between $50 and $75.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, let's do one more here. Here's Daryl on WGN. Hey, Daryl.
Good morning, Nick and Michael.
Mike.
Good morning. I have four director's chairs, and the back cloth panel is signed by Santo, Williams, Banks, and Sandberg. And then the seats are embroidered with the Cubs logo and one of the numbers of each of the Cubs.
So they're separate. They didn't all sign each car. They're each chair, right? They're all separate.
They all signed the backs, and then one is embroidered with their number and the Cubs logo on the seat.
Okay.
What was the event that they had these director's chairs
for?
Yeah,
how did you get them? Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's this lady, Mary McCall, who for 10 years or so ran a celebrity chair auction. And she went all over Chicago and contacted sports figures and celebrities and had them sign chairs.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And then she also had artists that she would commission to do unique chairs. Mm-hmm. Another chair I have is a chair signed by Kerry Wood, and the theme of the chair is the 19 strikeouts.
20.
Or, I'm sorry, 20, yeah. Yes.
Okay, well, that's kind of an interesting, interesting one, Michael, because that's a very unique thing. And again, this isn't mass-produced. This is a woman who actually did these, so that might add to the value, right?
Yeah, I think as a collection, those four chairs, total $500 for those four chairs.
Sounds like about $500. Okay, yeah. Daryl, thanks. The last one here that we want to get to is an interesting one, and it's a text. 262 says, I have a collection of cards in the thousands. This is a really good question. What would be a safe and secure way of getting them appraised? I'm concerned someone would pick and choose the cards and walk off with them, and I wouldn't know. That's an interesting question if somebody's got a ton of cards.
Yeah. And I get that question a lot. The majority of the time, Nick, when someone says they have thousands of cards, they're from the 80s or 90s, and they don't have a lot of value.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to do is before potentially paying somebody to have it looked at or appraised, you need to know at least what decade they're from. I don't need to know exactly what year. But if you tell me I have thousands of cards from the 1950s, then yes, you should definitely have it looked at.
I see. Okay, so it depends on the era.
Exactly.
Right, okay. And again, let's throw out your phone number and your email address because we're out of time and there were a lot of people who still wanted to get in here.
Sure.
And a lot of people have sports memorabilia. So one more time for Michael.
Sure. My phone number, 312-379-9090.
And he's got his phone on right now.
Yeah. Okay. And my email, michael@baseballintheattic.com. And feel free to call me anytime between now and 4 a.m.
Okay. Okay, because he's got to get a little rest because he's going to be on WGN-TV Morning News between 9 and 10. Make sure you tune in. Michael, always a pleasure, and we'll get you in here like right around World Series time.
Sounds great. Thanks,
okay,
Nick.
Great. Michael Osaki from baseballintheattic.com. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next.